After several delays and a year of controversial remarks, musician Kanye West released his 9th studio album last week. It's called Jesus is King. We wanted to get a sense of what it's all about, so we've called on journalist Evie Ani.
So I think I would like to start with the introduction called Every Hour, and it's featuring Sunday Service Choir. And this off the rip is very cinematic choice for an introduction to the album, obviously given the gospel themed genre. And I think that kind of pulls at the heartstrings of traditional gospel listeners because it sounds more like traditional gospel than the rest of the album. And it was a standout sonically. It's a straight up choir singing. There's no Kanye on it. There's no rapping on it. That segue into another song like Follow God, where we do hear Kanye significantly on the record. Life like this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking. And another thing we hear is his signature use of sample chopping. What your life like, riding on a white bike, feeling like a. And that's more in line with what people refer to as the old Kanye, where he just used to chop old vintage samples, soul samples, sometimes gospel samples, R&B samples, and infuse it with rap and hip hop. Searching for a deity. Now you want to see it free. Now you want to see it free. Let you see it through your piece. Tell me what your life like. Turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad. And on Follow God, there is also remnants of the Yeezus elements from his prior album. The distorted screams and the isolated vocals with minimalist production. To see him employ some of those elements from that past album here is interesting, but I don't think that it's that riveting on this, and I'm curious as to how it will hold up 10 years from now. There is a track called Closed on Sunday, and in the track, he references the restaurant franchise Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. And the song is getting attention because it seems like an endorsement of Chick-fil-A. And some people have criticized him for that already, because of the company's documented history of being anti-LGBTQ and in support of Trump. Don't let them indoctrinate. Closed on Sunday. You my Chick-fil-A. You're my number one. With the lemonade. Raise our sons. Train them in the faith. Through temptations. Make sure they're wide awake. And on the record, he even uses that metaphor, simile, example, in an attempt to condemn social media. And the message of this track seems to be get off your phone and spend time with your family. But it's a very strange juxtaposition of Chick-fil-A and those concepts with social media. So it's just a strange song, but it is one of the more widely listened to songs on the project.
That was journalist Evie Ani on Kanye West's latest album, Jesus is King.